You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. One last bit of news coming out of Davos, even though no, Marketplace is not actually there. But the International Monetary Fund today released its updated world economic outlook for 2020. And the IMF says prospects for the global economy have deteriorated a bit since its last forecast, which was issued back in October. Growth is now expected to come in at 3.3% for the year, compared to 2.9% last year. That, by the way, was the slowest rate since the financial crisis. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has got more on that.
Last year, the world economy was dragged down by U.S. tariff threats and the escalating trade war with China, by a global manufacturing slump and rising recession risks. By early this year, central banks had cut interest rates to pump up spending and investment, and the U.S. and China had signed a Phase One trade deal. But Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute warns that getting to a Phase Two deal with China will be much harder, and the Trump administration could still escalate trade conflicts with our partners in Europe and the Middle East.
This isn't exactly an optimistic outlook. We barely get above 3%. For the global economy, which used to be recessionary territory 10 years ago.
The IMF identifies several risks going forward: geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and Iran that could disrupt oil supplies, and social unrest in places like India, Lebanon, and Chile.
In a turbulent world, the U.S. used to be a rock of stability, but it has now become a source of instability.
Economist Ishwar Prasad at Cornell says the Trump administration has sowed uncertainty by scrapping trade treaties and attacking the World Trade Organization. Ironically, he says that hasn't harmed U.S. financial markets.
There is the paradox, of course, that if there is trouble anywhere in the world, including in the U.S., people bring their money to the U.S. for safekeeping.
The IMF predicts the U.S. economy will continue to slow moderately to 2% growth this year. Ryan Dietrich at LPL Financial points out 2020 is an election year, and when an incumbent runs for a second term, markets tend to rise.
You have to go all the way back to 1940 with FDR, the last time the S&P 500 was actually negative. It's about getting reelected, putting policies in place to get the stock market higher and get the economy higher.
There's also the impeachment wild card, but Dietrich doesn't think that'll rile markets or the economy very much. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.